Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good Thursday morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, obviously, COVID-19 is the story, and you have an update from your region this morning.
Yes, sir. David, it seems like a lifetime since I talked to you. Last week, there were only 2 cases of coronavirus in Otsego County. This week, we're reporting 19, including 1 death. She was Brenda Utter, 63, of Morris, on the west end of the county. It was a heartbreaker. Her husband, Phil, told us he kissed her, he told her he loved her, and she entered into Bassett Hospital alone a week ago Monday. That's the protocol, David. It's very infectious. No one else is allowed. Thursday, he got the call. She had died. She had only been showing symptoms for a week. Unfortunately, she was a cancer survivor and was suffering from diabetes and heart disease. They'd been married for 44 years. Her heart was bigger than all the outdoors, her husband told us. That said, the case of our state senator, Jim Seward, that's really touched everyone. He's represented Otsego County for 35 years. Everybody knows him. His office announced Monday that he and his wife, Cindy, had both tested positive. The senator, as you may remember, had been diagnosed with a recurrence of cancer last December, and he's planning to leave office when his term expires at the end of this year. He's being treated at Albany Med, where he was getting his cancer treatments. Cindy's at home, in Milford, in seclusion. It's tough. The two can't see each other at a time they need each other most. Is something going on, David? Because another member of our Albany delegation, Assemblyman Brian Miller of New Hartford, announced last Friday he's been hospitalized in Utica with coronavirus. He was in session on March 19th, 2 weeks ago today, and has stayed through the 20th before driving home. They're all packed together up at the state capitol. I can't believe that our 2 legislators are the only ones testing positive. Our county board chairman, David Bliss, repeated yesterday that the county will only be releasing total numbers, nothing that can identify people by name. Still, I hope people do what Phil Utter did, share the news with the rest of the community in the obituary. Coronavirus victims, as I said, are coming to a lonely end at a time family and friends should be gathering around. Through the obituary and our reporter Lizzie Cudmore's interview, we've all been able to celebrate Brenda Utter's life the way everyone's should be celebrated and to come alongside the survivors. We're not numbers, David. We're people.
You certainly are. And those numbers who are dying continue to rise. Not yet, as according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, at the peak here in New York. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. Jim, please be safe, and we'll get another update next week.
Yes, sir.